Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's Friday morning. That means it's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. We talk about markets now. Roy, just a disclaimer, last week you were on vacation. I was busy at two or three different events, and we didn't get you on last week. And let me tell you, I heard about it. You know, there are fans out there that just need to listen to you every Friday, Roy.
Well, that's great. That's nice to be appreciated, and we hope that occasionally some of the things that I say are correct.
Well, now, you know, hopefully it's not like you and I aren't like, you know, the husbands that we are, and we're only noticed when we're gone. Hopefully it's not that, right?
I hope not. I was at a women in agriculture marketing meeting in Kearney on Wednesday of this week, and got some very nice comments there also.
All right. Well, let's without further ado, let's jump right into it and see how the markets are going here this week. Now, we've kind of entered into what you called a frost rally here the last week or two, huh?
Right. That frost rally is a move has been almost every year in the soybean market, but in the last few years, also in the corn market, where the market gets thinking that it's oversold and so starts to rally back, and we hear rumors of drought in Nebraska and Kansas and frost scare in Minnesota and North Dakota, and so the market rallies off of that. I was going to say news, but it's more a matter of rumor now than news, although there are some places where the crops are hurting for whatever reason.
You know, and then to complicate things, you have the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour that was going on this week, and that was kind of giving some conflicting information one way and the other, and, you know, it's just like any other year, I guess. We're not going to know till the combines roll, huh?
Well, that's right. I read the results of that Pro Farmer Tour, and it just kind of left me scratching my head. You know, they're predicting huge crops, but then on the other hand, or the other side of their mouth, they're saying, well, you know, we Northern Iowa, we saw a lot of acres that were not planted, and we saw water damage in some of these other areas, and so, yeah, things don't look too good, but still we're going to have the biggest crop in history.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how we get that, I guess. But what does that mean, you know, in the meantime, what is it that we should be keying in on this time of year, Roy?
Well, my opinion, this frost scare rally has been a move that I've observed many years, not every year, but many years about this time where the market gets the feeling like it's oversold, the price has got too low, and so we get some rumors floating around just like this Pro Farmer Tour and comments on agriculture online and so forth, and first thing you know, the market's got a little bit of a rally going now. That's the good side. The bad side is this rally usually doesn't last past the September crop report. So my philosophy has been that this is a good time to be making some sales. If you haven't got anything sold, as of yesterday's close, we saw soybeans $1.21 higher than the last time we talked, which was the 7th of August. So that's been quite a rally in the soybean market. Corn isn't quite as spectacular. It's about 17 cents off the low. But either one of those commodities, if you need to get something sold, it's better to sell it now than to wait till combines roll.
Have you observed any major moves in basis in the last 2 weeks, Roy?
Yesterday the basis was just all over the place, and it's pretty hard to detect a trend, but we've lost a little bit in the basis especially in soybeans as the soybean market has really gotten excited in the last week, and so where we used to have $1.10 over November futures, yesterday's bid sheet showed about 60. So we've seen the harvest time basis sneaking up on us, and we're finally seeing it now. How long that's going to last, I think, depends on whether we really do have that world record crop out there or whether it might be hurt a little bit. And eventually the processors will need to access some inventory to keep the plants going.
Yeah, and that's something they're going to have to struggle with, because I don't think there's going to be much early crop, you know, no early harvest taking advantage of any sort of immediate spot sales, huh?
Well, certainly the crop is maturing a lot slower this year than it did last year, and, you know, I understand that northeast Nebraska had some rain again a couple of days ago, and, you know, weather here in southeast Nebraska, we're just really dry. We haven't had a inch of rain since the 25th of June. We did have about 8/10 last week, but, you know, that will help speed up the harvest a little bit, but, you know, where there's still green spots in the corn, and, of course, the soybeans are all still green, so it's going to be a little slower harvest this year than normal.
All right. Roy, for folks that would like to get more information from you, how can they get it?
Roy@sorryroy.com is my email address. Sorryroy.com, my website.
All right. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
We'll be here.
All right. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.